Many different
Oh, I've been in
states have you done
I've
already?
been in all of those
Oh, have you?
That I mentioned. Actually, this is my dissertation. Will you know? It's going to come directly from this material, but this is also part of a an autonomous project that's a lot more ambitious than you know my particular dissertation interest. It's called the Linguistic Atlas of the Gulf States, but I can draw on that material also, which is very convenient. I guess you know very. Oversimplifying it, it would be something like, you know, a dictionary of native Southern speech, all aspects. Hopefully, come pretty close to being definitive. Just do a good job with it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We were since I mentioned red light district when the tape was off. Would that be something similar to a Skid Row area, or would that be different?
Well. I have no connotation for it. The word doesn't mean, the term doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. What about a theater where pornographic films are shown? What would you call that place?
A pornographic theater? No particular term.
Okay. What, do you have any name for the films themselves?
No, other than pornographic.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking, you know, names like skin flicks, dirty movies, X-rated movies.
It all comes to mind now.
Yeah. Okay. What about, the man who delivers your mail? He's the
mailman.
And the one who picks up your garbage.
Oh, garbage collector.
Okay. Do you have any name for a man who is in a position of gaining favors with City Hall or the city government? It has a lot of influence.
Community leader or someone within the community that that carries a lot of pull or a lot of weight.
Okay. What about a man who's on the city payroll but actually does no work? Maybe he's been appointed by a friend of his that he's helped to elect, and he receives a salary, but does no actual work. Do you have a name for a man like that? Okay.
No.
A payroll or a chime? Nothing
no.
like that. Okay. What about if you were, I noticed this Jitney Jungle close to the Holiday Inn. If you were going there, you'd say, I'm going to the
Jitney Jungle.
Okay, do you have a
supermarket?
Supermarket. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a smaller grocery store, maybe located on a neighborhood street? What would you call it?
A grocery store.
Just grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about one of these places, these stores that open early and stay open late? Their prices are usually higher than the supermarkets.
Convenience stores.
Okay. And a store that prepares special foods like cheeses or hors d'oeuvres or things of that nature. Sometimes they're part of a supermarket. An area in the supermarket that's devoted to that kind of thing. Do you have a name for that?
You mean that
where special dishes are prepared.
Like on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Delicatessens?
Yeah, sure. Would you call it that, or would you shorten it to something?
Deli.
Yeah. That would be
natural
for you?
Yes.